This is Dan Apfel with WRFI Community Radio News. I'm here with Noel Bentley and Aja Haddock from the Youth Organizing Fellowship, a program of the Multicultural Resource Center. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
So the Youth Organizing Fellowship is an opportunity for youth to get involved in projects in the community. Can you tell me a little bit about the fellowship and how you both got involved?
Well, I had a friend, Patricia Rodriguez, and she works at Ithaca College with my mom, and she came over for a dinner with our family, and she just said, hey, there's this really cool thing going on. You should totally apply. You'd really love it. And ever since, I have really loved it. And
so can you tell me a little bit about the goals of the fellowship?
So the fellowship is basically a group of 15 to 18-year-olds, and it's basically teaching them how to be more involved in the community and how to make changes in their community.
So, Aja, how did you get involved?
I got involved because my sister was one of the people who helped organize the fellowship.
How many students are participating this year?
11.
And so you're working on two projects. One is
participatory budgeting
and raise the age.
And so can you tell me about what those projects are and what you're doing?
So raise the age is to raise the age of incarceration. Right now in New York and in North Carolina, anyone can be charged as an adult at age 16. And everywhere else, it's 18 or 21. And we feel that 16 is too young. You haven't even finished high school yet. And because it's 16, that means that many people are being charged as an adult at age 12 and 15. So
people, sometimes even children, are going to prison because they're charged as an adult, and instead they could be sent to juvenile detention where they'd be among other younger people?
Yeah, essentially.
How are you hoping to make this change? Is this something that happens here in the community or at the state level? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's mainly right now we're focusing on Ithaca. We are in cahoots with the state campaign, but we got a very big response from Common Council, and they were very positive about it, which was one of our main goals in the beginning, was to get someone in the government very interested and willing to say yes and vote yes for it.
Nice. And so what's the timeline for accomplishing what you're trying to do here? When do you hope to see some movement on this issue?
Well, we sent letters in, and so those should have gotten to them by election, which is coming up soon. And then we're going to help the state campaign and our campaign by going down to Albany in March, which is going to be our end date.
Nice. So the program is about a year long?
Yes, March to March.
Can you tell me what participatory budgeting is and what the change you're trying to make in the community is?
Well, participatory budgeting is a democratic process in which community members can vote on part of a public budget. So basically what we're trying to do is implement that with the Ithaca City budget so people can vote on how their tax dollars are spent.
Aja, can you tell me a little bit more about participatory budgeting? Maybe how you came up with this idea and where else it's being done?
Mm-hmm. So one of the fellows, Ishel, went to LACS before she graduated.
That's the Layman Alternative Community School.
Yes. And they have something that's not quite PB, but it's similar. And so she brought the idea to the fellowship, and we decided that we wanted it as our campaign.
Awesome. And so is this something that's done around the world, or is it a new idea here in Ithaca?
It's definitely not new. It is, it's in cities all around the world. And the first system was in Porto Alegre in Brazil, and it was very successful there.
And in the United States, am I right that there are places in New York City and in Chicago that are doing this also?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one in New York City, Chicago, Boston. Those are just to name a few.
Awesome. And so what kind of projects do you think people in the community would like to see here in Ithaca if participatory budgeting does happen, things that they might raise?
Well, we actually did canvas, go door knocking and ask people this question. And we got a lot of ideas, which they were actually very realistic and things that should happen. like paving over a street with a lot of potholes or fixing a flooding issue on a certain area.
So part of it's just a way for community members to raise the projects that they're interested in just to the top of the list of what's happening in the community.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
So maybe you could tell me a little bit about what you're learning in the project and what kind of skills that you're getting out of this.
I've learned a lot about how to organize and the process in which government is performed. You learn a lot of hypotheticals, but then in this job, I've learned a lot of like, all right, if you really wanted to pass a law, what would you do? And so that's been really eye-opening and cool.
How about you, Aja?
Well, I'm learning a lot about, you know, hands-on work and stuff that is like, it's something that you would never expect to do at this age, but, you know, like actually trying to change how our city budget is made or, you know, going and presenting in front of the Common Council and also just being able to like make a pitch and talk to people.
So it's different than the schools that you're learning in high school then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very different.
And you think it's things that you're going to want to apply throughout your life?
Yeah, I actually changed my college major because of it. I was going to major in theater tech, and now I'm going for exploratory to try to combine the two.
Where are you going to college?
Hopefully Ithaca College. I apply in November.
So can you just tell me a little bit more about the program, how students can get involved, when applications are open, if people listening or their kids might be candidates for doing this for next year?
Yeah, so we're going to be starting up applications soon. We start up in a few weeks and we'll be talking about that and have more information. But basically contact one of us or the Multicultural Resource Center and they will have more information for you. Right now we don't have a solid answer, but we are looking for more recruits.
So the program will happen again next year?
Yes.
So maybe you can tell our listeners how to get in contact with your two different campaigns and how they might get involved if they were interested.
So for Raise the Age, our email is youthorganizingfellowship@gmail.com and our Facebook is Raise the Age Ithaca NY.
And for participatory budgeting, we have a website, which is pbithaca.weebly.com. You can email us at pbithaca@gmail.com or you can like our Facebook page, Participatory Budgeting in Ithaca.
Well, Noel and Aja, thank you so much for joining me in the studio and for the really important work that you're doing in our community.
Thanks for having us.